walking through the tall trees, going kind of slow. I saw a native standing there, it scared me half to death. He wore war paint, a big head dress, here's just what he said. Boom, up a suma, he bomb a gun, well, I'll be a son of a gun. Buddy, I had some shaking knees, I got white as a sheet, cause each and every word of his seemed vital and complete. Well, I didn't stand around long, I broke into a run. I was shaking so bad, I even dropped my gun. Over a hill and down a trail to a village I did glide. Run into the chief, fell at his feet, hear just what he said. Gone, well, I'll be a son of a gun. Buddy, I had some shaking knees, I got white as a sheet, cause each and every word of his seemed vital and complete. Now, out of that village I did go, out of terrible rage. I was mighty scared of what would be my fate. I finally came into a town with people standing round. So I asked a man if he knew what it meant. Here's just what he said. Well, boom, up a suma, he bomb a gun. Well, I'll be a son of a gun. Well, buddy, if you want to know what it means, I'll tell it to you. Cause all them fellas said to you was get off of my blue suede shoes.
How did he play that? Nice guitar effects.
That's really great.
Phil Carter, Amazon. I didn't buy this on Amazon, by the way. I brought it right from the Amazon.
Right from the Amazon?
Yes, that's where I was.
You see any cool birds?
No, there are no birds. The Amazon's burning. There's nothing alive anymore.
That's a very nice topic.
No, we don't want to start the show with bad news today.
This is Gully Gosh OG. We're back.
Yes, we are back. And you know what it is. Can we call this an anniversary? It's the 10th episode.
Is that
we
silver?
We did this crap.
No,
yeah, silver, gold. Yeah, welcome.
Number 10.
Yeah. I mean, something to be proud of. I don't know.
Oh, just wait, maybe it's brass.
That was a good one.
Because my next label I'm going to be playing is the brass label. Mm-hmm. So maybe 10 years the brass anniversary.
Let's call it like that.
Why not?
And it's funny because last time you played Gene McCown and you said...
I said, I'll probably never own a copy of Ghost Memories. And guess what?
A week later.
I do.
There was a copy for sale.
It was like a month later, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, I got it and I get to play it. So can I play it? Can I play it?
No.
Okay. I have to cue it up first.
Cue it up. And while you're doing that, I'm gonna play another record that in one episode I played The Devils with The Devil Dance, and I thought, man, they have a I played it from an LP, but I didn't have the original, and I thought I never owned a copy. And guess what happened a week later? There was one copy for sale. I'm gonna play you the flip side of it since I already played it. The flip side is kind of weird. It's unexpected, echoey, jazzy.
Are you gonna play that next?
Saxophone instrumental. Yes, I'm gonna play that afterwards.
Crazy.
We're crazy. So here's Gene McCown, Ghost Memories.
No, that was bad.
That was a fail.
The late show is over, it's just about time. Ever since you've left me, I've almost lost my mind. In just a few minutes, a knock on the door. At 3 o'clock every night, ghost memories walk for. Ghost memories walk for. Once dragging the chain of lies that I told you. Once wearing a wedding band made of fireless blue. Oh, there must be a million of them in the clothes you wore. At 3 o'clock every night, ghost memories walk for. Ghost memories walk for.
one but me can see them, even though they're every place. People know how they scare me when they look upon my face. If I moved into a new house, they'd surely find the door. At 3 o'clock every night, ghost memories wallpower. Ghost memories wallpower. One's dragging the chain of lies that I told you. One's wearing a wedding band made of fireless blue. Oh, there must be a million of them in the clothes you wore. At 3 o'clock every night, ghost memories wallpower. Ghost memories wallpower. Ghost memories wallpower.
Just like that.
That
cool man, jazzy.
Yeah, that's how what you can do with a saxophone and an echo. It's kind of cool. I didn't expect this flip side somehow when I got the record. I got it for the other side, of course, but I thought it was interesting to play some. Yeah, I guess it was called jazz. The Devils on Devlet, just like that. What you got there, Skava?
What do I have? I've actually been doing some weird digging on the internet, trying to find weird songs, weird records, and I've found quite a few. And this one is a surprising one as well that I found, discovered. And his name is
I knew that first.
You know of this one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm a little late in the game.
You're a little lame, like Steve Alamo.
Yeah. Steve. He's such a lame-o. Steve Alamo on Dixon record label. Yeah. Blue Fire.
But it's
Fire.
Dixon with CK and not with X.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not the Blue Fire. That's not the Don Ellis, a.k.a. Don Shutter's Blue Fire. It is another Blue Fire. It's even bluer.
It's even hotter.
Listen to this.
Blue fire with the flame flaming higher every time we meet. flame flaming higher, but I like the heat. Got me jumping, ooh, what you do do? You really started something, feel like a bongo down on the Congo. Blue fire when I hold you. Blue fire when I kiss your lips. Blue fire with a flame flaming eye, but a light in me.
Things got such a cool groove. I always loved that. Down at Big Mary's house, Bobby Brown and the Curios on Vaden. Not expensive, just great, fantastic groove. I mean, yeah.
Moving in a groove in here.
We've been just doing popcorn so far, so
yeah, I've kind of I have a hard time finding other things besides popcorn. Actually, I love the
We both do.
The moody.
But
minor
I think this stuff only works in contrast to the, like, you know.
And that's why, since I do love hillbilly.
She loves hillbilly.
So I thought I'd play Hillbilly Lovin' by Baylin Wire Bob.
Baylin Wire Bob on Phoebe, another Phoebe.
Phoebe, yeah, mm-hmm. Another bee label.
Yes, you bee, seem to Phoebe. Be attracted to bees. Yes. You're like a blossom. Okay,
that's
cheesy enough.
All right, so
there was something else. What did you play before? I forgot. I wanted to mention something about what did you
play? Because we're talking about the Amazon and everything.
Oh, yeah,
and
pretty bad.
Blue fire.
Blue fire and the Amazon burning, another one with Congo lyrics, whatever. It's probably very stereotypical and might not even be politically correct. I don't know.
No.
Pretty bad. Yeah. But no, great records. And as is this one, probably. I don't even know what it sounds like.
Get your boots on. Particularly dear.
I've traveled all around the world, from Maine to Singapore. Of the things I like the most, it's the girls that I adore. door. I've been in Gay Paree and found my way to Timbuktu. Now listen, boys, I'll tell you just what I'm aching to do. I'm tired and I'm hankering for some hillbilly lovin'. Hillbilly lovin', that's for me. I'd walk halfway round the world for hillbilly lovin'. Just try it once and you'll agree. Those French madams are kinda cute and Spanish senorita's suit. And Irish Colleen is a beaut, but they are just a substitute. I'm tired and I'm hankering for some hillbilly lovin'. Hillbilly lovin', that's for me. Hillbilly lovin', that's for me. I'd walk halfway round the world for hillbilly lovin'. Just try it once and you'll agree. Those French madams are kinda cute and Spanish senorita's suit. And Irish Colleen is a beaut, but they are just a substitute. I'm tired and I'm hankering for some hillbilly lovin'. Hillbilly lovin', that's for me.
Yeah, how about some primitive blues bopper?
That hasn't actually.
Not really. That was Eddie Kirkland. That's not Eddie Kirk who we played before. That's Eddie Kirkland on Lupine Productions. Weird looking label. Trained on Gone. It's a good double sider, actually. And speaking of trains,
since we're in the train mood,
we got something really different now. Something you might have never heard before on this legendary show for years, weeks.
On this 10th show.
Maybe you remember once I mentioned something about modern bands, modern artists. I might have sounded a little mean about it. Because, I mean, what would this whole music culture be without the modern contemporary artists? There are a lot of bad ones.
We actually found a lot of good ones.
There are great bands
really
out there.
Actually. Yes. Yeah.
And one guy, I mean, there's one name that you must have heard because he's not just a musician. He's also an artist. He's drawing and he's doing you have seen tons of his flyers, posters, record covers and everything. And he's from Germany, and he's a cool guy. And I guess you might know, I'm speaking of Marcel Bontempi. And he did something. He put out his on Twilight Records. He made a very special production on the 45.
It's really great. It's I wrote him right away after I listened to it. Wow. And you're going to think the same after you hear it,
I
hope.
And it's not, I think the biggest effect comes from having it in your hands. Because I guess you all know Chuck Berry's Downbound Train. And when I first heard Downbound Train by Chuck Berry, I had the, you know, the lyrics, the absolutely fantastic lyrics. I had pictures in my head of everything that's happening. And it's just so great. The lyrics are so, you can see. See every scene in front of you. And what Marcel Bontempi did, I guess he felt the same about it. He's drawn a booklet in the 45 in the sleeve, with every scene has its own picture, and it's just fantastic.
It's really, really great.
I had in my head when I heard this song. When I heard Chuck Berry first, I had these pictures in my head, and he made it. He materialized it.
Yeah,
and
so
that's very good.
If you don't have the Downbound Train by Marcel Bontempi yet, commercial site.
Yeah, I mean, we could play probably millions of songs. Marcel Bontempi, by the way, is singer of the Montezas, great guitarist too, and I could play tons of his stuff now. But we just played this Train record, and that goes together pretty good. And I mean, how can we play Downbound Train without playing the original afterwards? So here we go.
Stranger lying on a barroom floor, had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain, to dream that he rode on the downbound train. The engine with blood was ready and damp, and William Lear laid through the brimstone lamp. Shoveling bones while the prunes rang where the thighs and the body was filled with lots of fear. The devil himself was the engineer. Passengers were most in muddy crew. Some were foreigners and others seemed new. Rich men and lost beggars and rags. Downbound train.
stranger lying on a barroom floor, had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp of fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Lightning flashed, hotter and hotter the air became, till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell, ha ha, said the devil, we're near and home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain, begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, cold, wet with sweat, and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.
Oh, Chucky boy. I mean, what a masterpiece that is. Just so great. Sorry, I couldn't offer you a better quality here. This is just a really
like
dead copy.
I like that it has a lot of scratches and scrapes, because that's what happens when you're on the downbound train. You get lots of scratches and scrapes and get a little beat up.
Exactly.
I actually got to see Chuck Berry live when he was a lot older, actually. I mean, I guess, what, 2000 in Las Vegas in 2010.
He was also here in Leipzig once.
Yeah?
Yes, he was here in Leipzig, and I wasn't there. I don't actually know why. It's quite a long time ago.
He was still rocking even when I saw him. I mean, he was still, he's always been kind of skinny and fragile looking, but he was very fragile at this time. But somehow he's still,
moving.
His guitar playing still was just, wow.
Chuck was different from anybody. I think that's one of those artists they don't make again. That's I mean, I think the first Chuck Berry song that I ever heard was Maybelline. I mean, that guitar sound, the drums, and nothing in the world ever sounded like that. And they are like, this is probably one of those songs that shouldn't be allowed to be covered anymore. I don't know how many Maybelline cover versions there were, but there was never ever anything that sounded like Chuck. But hey.
Yeah. And since we're on the devil, you know,
trains and devils.
I have many other double like train songs I could play, but I thought we'd stop for today.
We should rename the song, rename the whole radio show to something with devils and trains and Satan and evil.
And thunder and lightning. And
but in fact, we should mention that this show is not called the Satan's Devil Train. It's called Golly Gosh OG. With Highfalutin Mama and Mighty Mishka.
And I thought I would still keep on with the devil, at least. I don't know, probably one of the last one. That's Old Red Devil by Hollis
Champion. That's pretty, that's really good.
On the Linco label.
It's really good.
It's really good. So let's
go for it.
Go.
I see that old red devil creeping around the bend. Lord, I'm gonna quit my meanness, ain't going honky-tonking again. Black snakes crawling in my room, they won't let me be. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. I got by a long time, thought that I was smart.
and shooting dice and drinking wine and breaking poor girls' hearts. My past overtook me now, I know I've lost the race. Cause when I look out my window I can see that awful face. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. Lord, I'm gonna quit my meat, this ain't going on another spree. There's butterflies before my eyes and nightmares in my sleep. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. Now boys, take this warning, take a fool's advice. If you the awful shape of men, I wouldn't have to tell you twice. Don't trade love and happiness and live in a world of sin. When I look out my window, I can see him peeping in. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. Lord, I'm gonna quit my meanness, ain't going on another spree. There's butterflies before my eyes, nightmares in my sleep. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. It's that old red devil creeping up on me. It's that old red devil creeping up on me.
Oh man, that's so great. It's a bad pressing, actually. It's a very low power, low volume
that's
thing.
That's the one sad part about it, because it could, if it was louder, it would just be.
Yeah, but still, chilling. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a haunting thing. The old red devil's creeping up on me. That's the last page of the Marcel and Tempi booklet, is the devil creeping up on him. It's just great. Okay, we interrupt this, by the way.
We just played
one song, and I thought. Remember one time I said we have this theme here, doing one holy grail at a time, and the last ones I didn't have anything to offer, and I just got mail, and there's a record that I discovered on an old white label compilation one day, and I thought, man, what is this? This is so great, an absolutely haunting song, Bill Blevins' Crazy Blues on the National label. I guess it's the only record that ever came out on this label. It's from Houston. And I mean, I don't know why this is haunting me so much. It's got a somehow creepy bass line or something. Also, great lyrics. Almost compares to the Downbound Train. I thought I'd never see a copy of that. And then there was one for sale in G+ condition. It sounds more like a VG. I'm very happy that I bought this. Spent quite some bucks for it, and now I've just now seen that there's a huge crack going around the label, so the plastic is actually very fragile and I have to be very careful with it.
Put it in a glass box when you carry
I'm just gonna spin this thing up probably about 1,000 times, because I think it's just so great. Bill Blevins, Crazy Blues. Wow.
Well, I think I'm going crazy. I think I'm gonna lose my mind. Yeah, I think I'm going crazy. I think I'm gonna lose my mind. My baby went away and left me. My baby treated me unkind. Oh, well, I wake up in the morning with the blues around my bed. Yes, I wake up every morning with the blues around my bed. And if you look a little closer, there'll be a bottle by my head. Back to me. Oh, won't you hurry to me, baby, and drive away my misery, and drive away this lonely feeling, cause I lost my mind, I'm going crazy blue. Oh, won't you hear the train a-blowing, a-blowing, wah-ho, wah-ho, wah-ho. Oh, can't you hear the train a-blowing?
a blowing wow, 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 wow. It might be my full top a blowing, cause I lost my mind. I know I'm going crazy blue. I'm going crazy.
Oh man, this is so great. This is so great. Let's play another record. Slick,
slick, slick,
a little chick,
chick, chick,
and I like to make you my buttercup. Well, I've been watching you walk all over town. The way you step, your stuff really gets around, making all the guys go googly-eyed. And when I see you coming, I'm a bit too bit tired, cause I'm a thinking,
thinking, thinking.
Yes, I'm a thinking,
thinking, thinking.
How I like to get ya in my arms, yeah. Go, Billy Boy! Slick,
slick, slick,
a little chick,
chick, chick,
and I like to make you my buttercup.
That's cool.
And this was almost like the twin record of the one that you first played. Because this is, what was the name?
On the Nationwide label.
Yeah, George Darrow on the Nationwide label. And he has the National
label. We're being pretty nationalistic here.
They're both dark green with silver writing. So.
Yes, the labels have the exact same coloring. Nation.
That was Eyeing You Up.
Eyeing You Up. That sounds weird. George Darrow, I think one of his more familiar records are the Southern Twist,
Southern Star.
But I kind of like this one even more. And this also has a flip side, a pretty good flip
we're
side.
We're going to save that for a winter.
We save that for a winter because it's called Too Much Snow. And it's different. It's just a different sounding record. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed that Bill Blevins 45. And you know what? I can't stand it. I can't not play the other side too because I couldn't even tell which is the one that's better. Definitely. I mean, the whole atmosphere in this recording, you can see that was some, I think it was in bigger studio in Houston. What was it called? American Recorders or some bigger studio recorder, but it sounds really primitive, really, really dark and dirty. And I definitely think these guys were drunk, or at least Bill Blevins was drunk when he played that. And Baby, I Won't Keep Waiting also has some funny laughing in the end. It's just, I mean, it's the other side of Bill Blevins. Here we go, Baby, I Won't Keep Waiting. Do you have something queued up after that? Or we just find something.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Well, baby, I won't keep waiting for you to make up your mind. Stop your hesitating and let's start making time. Stop hesitating. start celebrating. I can't wait much longer. My love won't get no stronger. Well, baby, I won't keep waiting for you to make up your mind. My heart on fire. Listen to me, baby. The flame won't get much higher. Don't think you're clever. I won't wait forever. Cause I just might find another who'd make me want to love her. Well, baby, I won't keep waiting for you to make up your mind. Yeah, I can't wait too long.
So that's the way you sung it when you stole my girl.
She said she was my baby and I thought she was mine. But a sweet singing daddy come and beat my time. Well, I'm getting tired of being pushed aside. While a sweet singing daddy takes my baby for a ride. I'm gonna get me a guitar and I'll sing the blues. I'll pick the fire out of my guitar. Soon television will discover me.
When?
When I learn to play in a real pretty key. All you sweet singing daddies better train your voice. Cause my pickings are gonna win, I'll be the latest choice. I'm gonna get me a guitar and I'll sing the blues. Then I'll pick the fire out of my guitar. Get me a guitar and I'll sing the blues. Then I'll pick the fire out of my guitar.
Sweet singing daddy. Woohoo! That was on the Decca label.
Great classic.
Jimmy and Johnny.
So. Jimmy Lee Fothery and Johnny Mathis. One of their... I mean, I like the songs mostly for the guitar, actually. Any Jimmy and Johnny things are just... yeah, that's how it goes. I haven't queued up anything. Wait a second. What I have here,
what?
I have a hammered copy of another common record that is just so fantastic. And oh, which side should I play? I can't decide. I'm going to play...
Is it a bopper like last time when you ended the show?
No. I mean, you know this one. Jimmy Ford, the other side is probably more often played because it's supposed to be the rocker ballad classic. Don't hang around me anymore. Always loved that. But I think I overplayed it. I overplayed it to death for myself. And so I thought, hey, come on, let's just play the other side. You're going to be sorry. Just beautiful. I mean, just great. You're going to be... No, did I...
You already played I'm Gonna
Did
Do
I play that
song.
Already?
Yeah, when you're in the grumpslers.
You're going to be sorry.
Yeah,
no.
The Grumpy Show you played.
Did I play
it.
That?
Yes.
Oh, man.
He's like, you're going to be sorry because I'm grumpy.
But did I? But I played...
Bearable.
Okay, well, then let's turn this... Let's turn it around then. Come on, the other side is fantastic. you all love this. This is just a beautiful, yeah, rocker ballad.
Rocker ballad.
Yeah, Jimmy Floyd.
Don't hang around me anymore.
Hearts drift apart and the long, lonely hours begin. Ooh. Oh, how lonely the nights I spend since my lover is gone. And I'm mocked by the singing wind. Every night while the moon's in the tree, I hear it wail like a ghost in the breeze. You hear it. Ooh. That's the song of the singing wind. It will keep haunting me till my lover comes back again. every night while the moon's in the tree. I hear it wail like a ghost in the breeze. You hear it, ooh. That's the song of the singing wind. It will keep haunting me till my lover comes back again.
Wow. I think we have a ghost trains and devils and all things going on.
You act surprised about that.
I know, every time I'm like, this one also has. This is really beautiful song. The Stars label. Kenny Lee, Song of the Singing Wind.
You know what I like? Normally when songs include the word wind, there are some wind effects. And when songs include the word train, there are train effects. Like, it's good that they left it out here. It's just really calm, really atmospheric.
Some kind of like a tune. And I was wrong. I have to admit on air that I was wrong. Because that always happens, actually. I don't know why I have to admit it on
air. You're gonna be sorry. I didn't play You're Gonna Be Sorry by Jimmy Ford last time, but I played Ray Stanley's Common Sense. Yeah. And he's singing You're Gonna Be Sorry. I think I remember I said then, oh, man, I'd love to have a Love Charms. And here's another occasion where I can announce officially that I got myself a Love Charms by Ray Stanley. But it didn't arrive yet. I still have it not sent here. But instead, we bought it's not a repro, actually. It's the first ever way of another Love Charms cover version that's never been issued. I think I knew four different versions of this absolute Ray Stanley monster classic. I mean, that's just a song you can't really destroy it, no matter who plays it. It's always good. And guess who made another version of it and never put it out? Larry Williams. Yes, Larry Williams covered Love Charms. And the Fantastic Jukebox Jam series put out... They put this out on 45. Never heard before. It's pretty great. And one day when my Ray Stanley comes, I'm going to play you this. Until then, enjoy. not Ray Stanley. Larry Williams' Love Charms.
I'm going to buy some love charms to get you in my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'm gonna bet you, I'm gonna get you with my love charms. The first charm's gonna be a heart that won't be broken. The next one's gonna be a love seat where sweet words can be spoken. The third charm must be a pair of lips that's only meant for me. The fourth charm's gonna be the month and day when our wedding day will be. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. Every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charms. The fifth charm's gonna be a bar of steel to keep our loving strong. The sixth charm's gonna be a little white dove to make peace when things go wrong. The seventh charm's gonna be a good luck charm to last our lifetime through. String them on a bracelet and a 1, 2, 3, they will bring my love to you. I'm gonna buy some love charms to get you in my arms. I'm gonna buy some love charm to get you in my arms. every time I wave them in your direction, I'm gonna win your love and affection. I'd like to bet you I'm gonna get you with my love charm. Love charm. Love charm.
Way out west in the hills of South Dakota, near the Badlands where the buffalo still roam, where the great Sioux Indian lived and fought and died, on the wide prairie where many a baby cried. Above you'll see a mountain aged by time, on top engraved a great American shrine. You'll see four well-known faces carved in stone. They look out on the world so all alone. I stood and looked up at their faces, blinked my eyes and walked four paces, heard them speak to me, it was so real. Georgie winked his eye and said, up here in my stony bed, I've watched the changes made as time goes by. An aeroplane flew overhead, A.B. smiled at Tom and said, I'd like to take you for a spin someday. Teddy looked around so wise, I'm sure you mean four other guys. They all joined in and laughter filled the sky. Ooh. I stood and shook my head, I was amazed. I turned and walked away, I was so dazed. The four immortal voices spoke to me, but tears fell from my eyes I could not see. Today you'll see their faces oh so high, the words of our great men as you pass by. So breathe a prayer that this great shrine will stay, till the wind and rain alone wear it away.
Oh,
what is oops?
I just can't seem to get away from that kind of themed music today.
No, obviously not.
I keep looking for stuff. I want to hear this. Oh,
these
wait,
songs are supposed to make you sad and not happy.
They make me very happy. Yes. I love these songs. This was the Abbott Label. Mm-hmm. Four Faces High, Chuck Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Abbott and Faber. They really made two labels with the exact same layout, although it was Faber and Abbott was the same label, actually. Faber Robinson. Yes, I played this rock. How often? I hate to say that word, actually. Let's call it
ballads.
Let's call it love songs. Just a nice minor key, mostly flip side of rockabilly classics. This one is another beautiful one. Wild One by the Renowns. Classic, I should say. On the Everest label. How about that?
Well, they called my baby the wild one. They called my baby the wild one. Well, now I don't care just what they say. I'm gonna tame her down someday. Then everything will be okay with the wild one. You always laugh at danger as though fear was a stranger. You led your life so recklessly, you never even cared for me. I told my friends just wait and see. The wild one, wild one, wild one. Wild. one night I found you. I wrapped my arms around you. Your little face so cold and white, shining in the pale moonlight, silent as the darkest night, the one. No more will you roam, little one. You finally found home, little wild one. Buried my heart with you today. I never knew I could hurt this way. No one else could take the place of the wild one. Wild one, wild one, wild one.
Oh man, I forgot how good that was. I haven't heard really this for good. Quite a while, and it's pretty great. I think we're out of time. I mean, an hour has passed again. You always start to cry when the show is over. But hey, I think we played some mighty good stuff today.
A lot of minor key.
I think half of our shows are always minor key records, yeah. And that's great. Yeah. The next one is not. It's actually, I don't know if I love it or if I don't. Chuck Miller, you all know Chuck Miller. He had his classics out, which you all know. This is one I found that I always ignored when it showed up for sale, and then I found a cheap copy of Vim Vam Vamoose. And probably it's crap, and maybe it is, but it's kind of cool. It's got something. It's a good thing to end the show with. Almost, we got something. What is it that you play afterwards? It's a...
Well, Vim Vam Moose and then the Chuckalucks.
The Chuckalucks with also something with the train and the devil.
Yeah,
and
we got to end it with a devil's train. Yes. I thought it would be perfect for the ending of the song because it's just over the top.
It's an over the top pop record, yeah. And it's kind of hard to listen to.
And we always end up ending the songs with songs that you probably want to turn off the show anyway. Yes, so you're
we're going to kick you out of the show with these two. And that leads us to saying goodbye till next time. That was Golly Gosh OG
again. Till number 11 show.
Yes.
Ciao.
Ciao.
I said bam. I said bam. I said bam. I bam. I bam. Bam. Boots. I said bam. I bam. Bam. Boots. Grab it out about a record boot. I said bam. I bam. Bam. Boots. Here's your passport, baby. I'm a turning you loose. You just as well stop pounding and raising all that cane. You just as well stop pounding and raising all that cane. I'm gonna wash my hair and rinse you right down the drain. I said a vim, a vim, bamboo, grabbing out about record boots. I said a vim, bamboo, it's your passport, baby, I'm a turning you loose. You're worn and weary and you're wishing you could die. Well, when you're worn and weary and you're wishing you could die. Well, you can come back, baby, when the goldfish learns to fly. I said to him, I've been bamboo, grabbing out about a wreck of boots. I said to him, I've been bamboo, here's your passport, baby, I'm turning you loose. Heart is breaking, there's a hotel just full of that. Well, if your heart is breaking, there's a hotel just full of that. Just mention Mr. Presley and the bellboy checks your hat. I said, bam, 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 bam.
I got it, I got so cheap. I got it, I got so cheap.
Train coming, gotta get a go, and train coming.
gotta get a going, train a coming, gotta get a going, train a coming, gotta get a going. Tom Gray lay down on a barroom floor, after drinking so much he could drink no more. He fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on the dead.
Gotta get a going, gotta get a going, gotta get a going, gotta get a going.
Was filled with lager beer, and the devil himself was the engineer. Riding on the devil's train, the passengers made such a motley crew. Liars, hypocrites, blasphemers too. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies and withered old hags. Yellow and black man, red and white, racing along in the fiery night. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Faster and faster the engine flew, wilder and wilder the country grew. Brighter and brighter the lightning flashed, louder and louder the thunder crashed. Hotter and hotter the air became, until the clothes were burned from his quivering frame. And off in the distance there came such a groan.
Oh, oh,
said the devil,
we are nearing home.
He capered about and he danced with glee, and he laughed and he joked at their agony.
My faithful friends, you have done my work, and the devil can never a payday shirk. You robbed the rich, you bullied the poor, the hungry brother, you turned from your door. You gathered gold, but it cankers rust, and gave free vent to your wayward lusts. Therefore, as everyone is worth his hire, I'll land you safe in my lake of fire!
He awoke with an awful cry, his clothes so wet and his hair standing high. He prayed as he never prayed before, to be saved from the devil and the devil's power. And crying and pain were not in vain, for he nevermore rode on the devil's train.
We never heard it that far. It was actually pretty great. That is, I mean, have you ever heard three completely different versions of the same song? Great, Chuck, what an inspiration. Goodbye from us.